We heard a song being played on the organ, which is really a precious prayer. It would be good to start with that prayer. I know it's your prayer, the desire of all of our hearts. 3, 2, 6, more about Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Our Father, gracious Father, Holy Father, our Father, we thank you that we can come before you this morning together to worship you. Thank you that in our hearts you have placed a love for yourself. Thank you that we know you.
Yes.
Thank you that our precious Lord and Savior came to reveal the Father to us. Thank you, Lord, that the way is open into your holy presence through the precious blood of Christ. His broken body and shed blood has opened the way for us to draw near. And so when we hear the call, let us worship God, there is a response of love, worship, and adoration in our hearts. And that is a marvelous miracle for which we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we acknowledge you in the midst of your people this morning. We bow before you, love and adore you, and thank you that you have made all this possible. Hallelujah. Fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are awakened and alive unto you. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. We want to know you better. We want to love you more. And so we draw near. We come into your presence and we acknowledge you as Lord over all. Hallelujah. And we worship you with all of our hearts. Thank you, Lord, this morning for this precious opportunity. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you will touch our eyes to see you, touch our ears to hear you, touch our hearts to respond to you on this your day. Thank you that we serve a risen Savior. Thank you that you are real to us and we can come to you now, and we do. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we also want to remember our home churches as they are gathering together also in your presence this morning to worship you. We pray that you will bless your people as they come together and glorify your name in your house this morning and all day today. We pray that you will bless our ministers, those who will be serving you and your people and speaking your word. Lord, let that word go into hearts this morning because it is presented. It is your word. It is presented under your anointing in the power of your spirit. And we pray that you will move in all of our churches, Lord, and accomplish your purposes for today and glorify your great name. Let God be magnified on this day. Thank you, Lord. And then we remember the church of which we are part, the larger church, your church in all the world. And we think that in so many places, your word is going forth. In some places, it has already gone forth. In many places, Sunday is well advanced around this globe. But Lord, wherever your word goes forth today, wherever people gather to worship you, we pray that they shall be strengthened. We pray that your church shall be encouraged, and that their faith shall be increased, and that you will glorify your name. I pray that as your word is spoken, your spirit shall work in a mighty way to bring light into darkness, to bring conviction for sin, to draw many souls to yourself. Let Jesus be greatly exalted today throughout the world, Lord. Bless all our brothers and sisters. Some are in difficult and even dangerous places, Lord. And we do want to remember them today and pray that you will bless them and comfort their hearts and strengthen them and protect them and provide for all of their needs, all of your people. Let your name be glorified today as your kingdom spreads. We sang, more of your kingdom sure increase, more of your coming, Prince of Peace. And so let it be today, we pray, for your great name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, here as well as there and everywhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand with our songbooks and open back of the songbook to the scripture readings, number 34. We're going to read together the passages of scripture that are brought together under the heading Lordship of Christ, 34. Number 34 in the back of the songbook scripture reading section. Let us read together. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces, and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Amen. This is God's word. Let's turn to song number 21. I don't know if many of you heard the music this morning. Christ the Lord is Risen Today was played for us. And holiness unto the Lord. He's a great Lord, a triumphant Lord. And then the music that came over the speakers. I was so glad to hear those songs of praise this morning. And I was glad when one of my favorites came on. Ye gates, lift up your heads on high. That was, I don't know if you heard, maybe I'll play it again later for those who didn't hear it. It was just too good. It says, who of glory is the King? You know, from Psalm 24. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, and the mighty conqueror has entered in and has taken his place, and we want to enthrone him in our hearts too. All hail the power of Jesus' name. 21. key of D. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Him, King of glory now. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. This songbook that comes from England, and I didn't know why, and I don't know, maybe this is why. It just came to me as I was standing here that this song, I remembered that it was in here. Jesus is so great. I guess this is getting through to us. At His voice, creation sprang at once to sight. All the angel faces, all the hosts of light, thrones and dominations, stars upon their way, all the heavenly orders in their great array. Then the verse I sang. Oh, no, I didn't sing this one. Humbled for a season to receive a name from the lips of sinners unto whom He came. Faithfully He bore it, spotless to the last, brought it back victorious when from death He passed. Bore it up triumphant with its human light through all ranks of creatures to the central height, to the throne of Godhead, to the Father's breast, filled it with the glory of that perfect rest, and then in your hearts enthrone Him. There let Him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. Crown Him as your captain. In temptation's hour, let His will enfold you in its light and power. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again with His Father's glory, with His angel train, for all wreaths of empire meet upon His brow, and our hearts confess Him, King of glory now. Last night I was interested in many things that were said, but one sentence or phrase caught my ear when he said, we have voluntarily bowed the knee to our Lord. That's such a wonderful thing. His love has won our hearts. We have sworn Him allegiance true, and one day every knee shall bow, and not all those knees will bow willingly. But how wonderful,
yes,
that you acknowledge Jesus as Lord of all, and crown Him Lord of all. Today that's so wonderful to us, for where Jesus reigns, there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend
so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night every day. All the way I will sing, sing, sing.
Let's sing.
He will not leave you or forsake. Trust in His promise true.
Special to me because 2 years ago when my Aunt Mary Ann went to be with the Lord, that was a song that they had sung in their family. Trust in the Lord and don't despair, that first verse and chorus that we sang. In our German book at home, there are four verses. But we never knew those other three verses, if they even exist in English. And I think it was during the evening memorial service for my aunt that this was mentioned, and that the family had loved to sing that song. And we do associate that with Uncle Arthur and Aunt Mary Ann and their children. And Grace took the German book. See, this is something profitable to do during meeting. She took the German book and translated the other three verses into English. And I believe the next morning, didn't we sing it? The next morning at the burial service, we sang her translation, and it has stuck with us. Now, we don't have it, but on Sunday morning, we usually have a choir, or often have a choir, I shouldn't say usually. Maybe the people from my church, this I realize that this might be something you don't want to do or are a little shy or backward about doing. But maybe we could sing those other two verses together up here as a choir. What do you think? Think we can remember them? It says this, be of good cheer, He goes before you, every need He knows. Glory and grace from His great store His loving hand bestows. Blessed are those who look above, trusting His mighty power, resting in His eternal love through every day and hour. Okay. Come on. And the congregation is going to sing. The chorus is with us, okay? And verses, too, if you're too shy to come up and join me. I do this in church all the time, by the way. And it's a step of faith, because it's either a solo or some folks are going to come up and help me. I believe it. When I open my eyes. Increase my faith. I know one who's going to. That's good. Yeah, my wife is there. I was going to say, I know one who's going to come up. See how brave they are in our church? So we'll do.
Be of good cheer.
So be of good cheer. All right.
Be of good cheer. He goes before. Your every need He knows. Glory and grace from His great store. His loving hand bestows. Sing when the day is bright. Sing.
sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night every day. All the way I will sing, sing, sing.
Let me just say a quick thank you to the Lord also for this season. It's truly been wonderful, as Mary said. It's been wonderful for me to just be here in God's presence and be with God's people and be born by their faith and love. It's been a very precious season. And as someone just said, it's not over yet, right? We only close tomorrow after lunch. And I think the announcement says the store is open after lunch. So when that store closes, then that's the real end. Okay. I have another song in my heart, and that is, Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? 422. And let's sing that song together. And respond, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to stand as we sing this song.
Thank you.
seated. If you have your books open, please keep them open. 422. I'd like to sing that verse again. Jesus, thou hast bought us, not with gold or gem. After, I call attention to this other verse that we sing up here, the last verse. I first learned this with the boys down in the boys' camp. Chosen to be soldiers in an alien land, chosen, called, and faithful for our captain's band. In the service royal, let us not grow cold. Let us be right loyal, noble, true, and bold. Master, thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine, always on the Lord's side. Savior, always thine. Let's sing that, those who know it, and then back to Jesus, thou hast bought us, okay? Chosen to be soldiers in an alien land, chosen, called, and faithful for our captain's band. In the service royal, let us not grow cold. Let us be right loyal, noble, true, and bold. Master, thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine, always on the Lord's side. Savior, always thine. Jesus, things that I'm thankful for is that Brother Lutan has come along with his wife for this Labor Day weekend to be with us and to minister to us. And we thank God for what we've heard already, and we're waiting eagerly for what the Lord has for us. Just a word of thanks to you for giving as you have. Appreciate so much your kindness to us. God is gracious. Brother Lutan.